This is the Manny Carter Show, a psychic and relationship expert.
Did your man leave you suddenly? Did your girl tell you she never wanted to hear from you again? Find out what drove your significant other insane.
You're wrong to think if it was always just about sex. Schedule a reading with him now at MannyCarter.com.
Hello, this is Manny Carter. This is podcast number 2. We're going to talk today, and I believe my producer is going to be on the phone too. That's Matt. So we're going to talk about why men leave and what a woman can do to stop the process.
Manny, I'm going to interject real quick too. I said I think that's a great topic that you're bringing on today. And the other topic, which is kind of interesting, is also there's a lot of strong women out there, but how do they get rid of a guy who is too clingy for them, where actually they feel smothered? Can you talk about both opposites of the spectrum?
Of course
there?
I can. We'll start out with talking about a man that's too clingy. One of the things that I usually use is I usually ask one of my clients, particularly a female, I say, okay, I'm going to tell you something, excuse me, and I want you to repeat it and tell me what it means. And then they say, okay, go ahead. And I go, ich bin Deutschschüler, meine Namen ist Emanuel und wie heißen Sie? And they say, I don't understand what you're talking about. I go, of course you can't. I'm talking to you in German. Man is a different language. And what happens is what most people don't understand, that when you're talking man, you're talking a foreign language. Men are based on logic, not emotion. And what I find out is a lot of times, a lot of women try to approach men in a emotional way versus approaching them in a logical way. When we're younger, when I say we're, I mean men. When we're younger, we have mothers. Our mothers will break down and cry, and our mothers will most definitely go ahead and talk to us in the mother's way. We as men don't want mothers. We just don't want mothers. We want people who can sit down and rationalize to us. Like, for example, a woman is crying and says, I love you, but I'm not in love with you anymore. What does that frickin' mean?
Hey, Manny, I guess the real question is, though, like, I'll give you background real quick, is I used to be real clean when it came to dating, for example, and I would do everything to keep her, and that drove her more and more away. Why are men clingy? I think that's really what the listeners want to know. That's what some of the questions you've been getting from your email list. Why is he so clingy?
Because he thinks that's what you want a lot of times, and he thinks that if he's clingy, women like bad boys. We all have to have a little bit of bad boy in us every once in a while. We got to toss something out there, and we got to make a couple of mistakes because, of course, women want to try to fix us. And if we don't make mistakes and we're too clingy and we're too perfect, it actually upsets a woman and drives her crazy. So why are men clingy? Because we think that's what a woman wants. We think that's what she wants. She wants someone to literally kiss her butt, do what she wants. And because it's the woman's personality and her, from a genetic viewpoint, it is her genetic, from a genetic viewpoint, is to fix a man. If he's clingy, if he's needy, if he's talking to her and trying to do everything she wants to make her happy, then he needs to do something wrong. It sounds terrible, but I've talked to several of my clients, and they say he never does anything wrong. Everything he does is perfect. I can't find any energy. I can't find anything wrong with him, and it drives me insane. I can't help him with anything. He pretty much knows everything and is right. Seems like to me that this would be the perfect guy, but it's not the perfect guy. They want some guy that makes mistakes. They want some guy that they can fix. They want some guy that's not perfect. And a lot of the women, a lot of my female clients say all the time, he's just too perfect for me. What does that mean, too perfect? Seems like to me that it should mean this person is too perfect. It seems like, how can a person be too perfect? Jesus Christ was too perfect. But a lot of my female clients say he just doesn't have any problems. He has a good job, he has a nice car, he cooks, he cleans, he pretty much does everything I want, and that's the problem. We must, as men, I hope you guys are listening out there, we must, as men, mess up every once in a while. We just do.
Manny, are you advising that men intentionally make a mistake, or it's just going to happen? Quit trying to be perfect. Is that what you're advising?
It's our nature to mess up as far as a woman is concerned, so don't try to fix it. We're going to mess up. Either we're going to go drinking with the boys, or we're going to have a naked picture on our cell phone, or they're going to find some internet porn or something like that. What we try to do is we try to cover everything up to make ourselves look good, and we can't look good. We need to let them find us to make a mistake. We need that. They need that. They need to fix us. They need to help fix us. If they don't help fix us, they lose their purpose. And we don't want them to lose their purpose. We're too clingy, and we're doing everything they want. It just doesn't work out because they get bored with us.
So let me ask you this then. So if they get bored, they're in a relationship, they get bored, he gets too clingy, but he's doing everything that she specified to him. So why can't she fix the clinginess? Or is that just, how come they don't try to fix the clinginess?
Most women don't know how to fix the clinginess. That's what it falls back down to. It falls back down to, I don't know how to fix that. That's when the statements come up, I need some time, or I love you, but I'm not in love with you. That's when that usually happens. And women usually don't even realize what's going on. I realize what's going on because I've talked to women, and they said, when I met him, it was cool. But now it's just boring. And it's nothing like being with a woman who says you're boring. That's very, very difficult to fix. Because, you know, when a man feels that he's boring, it's like, okay, well, I need to do something more exciting, like, you know, jump in a Mustang and drive 120 miles an hour. A woman, on the other hand, says you're boring. You just don't do anything to excite them anymore. And that's kind of why a lot of women end up having problems with their significant others. But in time, complacency sets in to women, but complacency also sets in to men. You get into the routine, you have sex on Wednesday at 2:00 in the afternoon because the kids are at school, you come home, you don't go to the mall bathroom and have sex anymore, you're not doing anything exciting, life becomes routine, dinner is at 7, and it just gets to the point where both of you are becoming complacent. He's clingy because he thinks that's what you want. What does it take? A man's perspective is warped too. We think a woman needs a certain thing. Too many books that we've read says that a woman requires a certain thing to make them happy. But the clinginess and clinging onto them and being codependent on them and wanting to be around them 24/7, you got to give them girls' night out. You got to kick them out the door every once in a while. Say, get out, go out with your friends, have a good time. The jealousy thing is a problem, too. Men find themselves being clingy because they're jealous. And they don't want the girl to be with anybody, get with anybody else. And that's something you can't help. If she's going to be with somebody else, there's absolutely nothing you can do about it.
Let me ask you this, then. In terms of a guy being clingy, whose fault is
it's
it, really?
It's both their faults.
I'm going to just play devil's advocate here. What did she actually do to make him clingy all of a sudden? He was cool in the beginning. He's cool in the beginning. That's how I was in one of my relationships. Cool in the beginning. All of a sudden, I lost sense of myself.
Insecurity. There comes a time where a man gets jealous because he has a beautiful woman and he knows that other guys are looking at this woman and he doesn't want to lose her, so he figures, I am going to become the perfect man and I'm going to become clingy, that way I can keep an eye on her so she won't cheat on me. If she's going to cheat, she's going to cheat. There's nothing you can do about it. Let's just top that off right there. There's nothing you can do about it. But
even if she doesn't even cheat, then, I mean, what are other things? Okay, maybe she didn't find the next perfect badass, as you like to say. But my question to you is, are there other things or behaviors or characteristics she will do such as start to withdraw from him?
Yeah, absolutely.
A little bit.
And this happens a lot of times when it goes back to girls' night out. A lot of guys think it's, a girl says, I'm going to go out with the girls, and they say, no, I don't necessarily want you to go out with the girls, because the guys are insecure, and they say, well, you're out, you're going to be dancing with other guys, blah, 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 blah. When they should say, go for it, see ya, here's $20, have a good time. That's it. That's,
So that's it.
That would be the secret.
That would be the secret.
Definitely.
That'd be the secret.
Definitely would be the secret. And then usually what will happen is a woman will say to you, well, while I'm gone, what are you going to do? And that's when you come back with what you like to know. Right.
And leave it at that, right?
Leave
it
at
that. Is that what you're suggesting? So it almost sounds like when you're talking to men, you're trying, because I mean, I know you've dealt with a fair number of men as well who were absolute just, they're emotional basket cases, let's just put it that way. And you are trying to tell them to really have some bit of mysteriousness, not necessarily be deceitful, but just an air of mysteriousness. Is that what you're suggesting?
You have to keep it. And you have to let a woman not know exactly what you will do in certain situations. In other words, if a woman feels that you won't cheat, that's not necessarily a bad thing, but it's not necessarily a good thing. Every once in a while, it's so funny because every once in a while you watch television and a man will get busted because he's looking at another woman. It's our nature to look at another woman. A secure woman will say, I saw you looking at her. I was looking at her too. That's what a secure woman would say. She's a very attractive woman. Tom Selleck used to be Magnum PI, whatever, and I one of the biggest fights that I had with one of my clients, she was telling me that she made the comment that Tom Selleck was a very handsome man, and her husband went off. Why? Why? Because she made that comment. And that started a war, which eventually led up, that little fight comment right there led up to divorce, which I'm just amazed at the utter stupidity of it all.
Well, I'm probably sure there's a lot more going behind the scenes that most of us will ever be aware of. I mean, you are a psychic, medium, clairvoyant, however many titles you can possibly give yourself. No, you are a good psychic. I know firsthand. So now let's kind of flip this around. So my question to you is, these are all the reasons why a man will lose a woman, but I'm probably sure a lot of women out there are wondering, why is it their man just got up and left? Packed his bags, and okay, goodbye, I'm done. No argument.
Because that's one of the ways the man solves something. Okay, it's like I said, I tell my clients that there was a survey done by Cosmopolitan, and Cosmopolitan asked why a woman will not ask a man if he's happy or not, which would solve a lot of problems. If you said, are you happy, dear? Maybe he would go ahead and say, you know, I'm not happy. This could help. This could do this and do that and do this. But a lot of times women will not know. By the time a woman realizes that her man isn't happy is when he's going out the door. So the number one way to keep your man from leaving is to simply, once a month, walk up to him and say, hey, hon, just out of curiosity, are you happy? Is there anything I can do to make, you know, our relationship better? And a man should do that too. He should go up to his significant other and say, hey, you know what, are you happy? Is there anything that I can do to make our relationship better? That's a mutual thing. Lack of communication is what causes a man to leave. That and the fact that a woman wants a man to be emotional. And men are just not emotional. I mean, we're just taught not to be, but they want, I always tell a woman, what do you call a man who has empathy and compassion? And a woman says, I don't know, what do you call a man who has empathy and compassion? I said, you call him gay. That's why women get along so well with homosexual guys, because, first of all, they're looking for the same thing. But secondly, and most importantly, they're empathic and can talk. They can sit down and talk, and they want to be compassionate because they're trying to be women. A lot of women, and a lot of women want us men to be more like them. I don't understand that concept, more like them. But then I listened to one lady, I was at the casino, and I listened to one lady tell her husband, and I thought this was just quite remarkable. If you were more like me, you would have won some money. If you thought more like I did, you wouldn't be broke, and I wouldn't have to give you part of my winnings. And I sit there while he was browbeaten because he didn't act like her. And he came back with something I really liked. He said, I guess if I wore Tampax, I wouldn't be such a bitch. And I didn't understand the comment, but I do now. It took me a while to figure out what he was trying to say to her.
But let me ask you this. So, I mean, I'm a straight male. I'm happy in a relationship right now. It took me a while to get there, but I did learn some empathy and compassion and the ability to just shut my mouth and just listen. I mean, are these just character traits that men need to just work on more? I mean, I guess we're talking about a couple different concepts here. Dating a long-term relationship, if that's what you want, or if it's just dating and
right,
playing
the field. If you're in a long-term relationship, you will adapt or you will go mad. If you're dating, you don't necessarily have to adapt. You go like, okay, well, this isn't working for me. It's just not working for me. And since it's not working for me, we need to move on. You can never find, I have yet to find, a person who gets with another person who is 100% emotionally compatible. They're just not. It comes with time. You're with a person and you say, okay, I'm willing to make the sacrifice because I really like the girl. I'm willing to change things because I really like the girl, or something to that effect.
Okay, so to kind of, I'm just trying to make a broad picture here. Just simply, what you're saying is, a lot of men, they don't need to be empathetic, compassionate, etc., because that would kind of make them they would display characteristics of certain personalities, certain whatever. Maybe it's not even necessarily sexual orientation. But if you're in a long-term relationship, it is to your advantage to actually develop those characteristics.
Absolutely,
right?
But a lot of times, if you develop those characteristics too soon, women are not attracted to you anymore.
Well, I mean, I've known you for quite some time. I thought you do a lot of listening to them, and that's why they find you intriguing. I mean, can you maybe touch base upon that?
Well, I'm intriguing because they find that I'm intriguing because I do listen to them. I can sit there and listen to them, and I give them solutions to their problems that make sense. Because I've talked to numerous females with the same problem, and I'm able to tell them, the reason why A plus B equals C, the reason why this isn't working is simply because you guys are not communicating. And I can go ahead and close the deal and tell them, this is what you need to do because I am a man, so I think like one. But unfortunately, since I did work as a nurse for 15 years, I also have the female perspective. So I tell a lot of girls, you know, I have the male and the female perspective, which can be a wonderful asset sometimes when you're talking to a woman and you say, okay, you want to know what he's thinking? I'm going to tell you exactly what he's thinking and what you need to do. I have the both perspective. I am a male, but I associate the majority of my friends were female, first of all. Secondly, I'm psychic, so I can tune into people. And I think that's why a lot of girls find me intriguing, because I do have compassion and empathy. I just know when to use it. I let myself become vulnerable for practice sometimes. Sometimes for practice, I'll get involved with a lady, and I will allow myself to become vulnerable.
Why do you do that?
It's an experiment. It's just an experiment, because I can tell what type of person the woman is by how far she tries to push me. It's called establishing boundaries.
But let me ask you this. What do you mean? How are you defining the word push?
Push you in terms of what? Like, for example, if you tell a person up front what type of food you like I don't like soul food, and you go over to her house and she has soul food, what does that tell you?
She totally ignored
what you said. Exactly. What type of person is that?
But that was only a one-time incident, isn't it premature?
That is just an example of a one-time incident. But there are lots of different incidents where people need clarification on what they... You know, we'll tell a person what they want, and it's like a proverbial balance. The way it is you don't get something for nothing in this world. You don't. So you get a balance or a scale out, and you say, okay, I'm going to wash your car. And in the process of washing my car, you can go ahead and do this for me. I just put gas in your car last night. Is it okay if you wash clothes tonight? In order to be in a good relationship, you have to stabilize the relationship by not letting one person do everything. And that's what causes a lot of resentments in relationships. The woman washes the clothes, they put gas in the car, they clean the house, and a man doesn't do anything but smoke his cigarette or his cigar and watch a game. That causes a lot of resentment. So what I'm trying to say is, not going back to my thing, listening seems to be the key to having a successful relationship. Just listen. people have a habit. It's like a menu. I call it a menu. It's like a menu of life. People have a habit of telling you what they want. For example, it's Christmas. You're walking around. Man says, oh my God, it sure would be nice if I had a garage door opener. Woman says, oh my God, it sure would be nice. I saw this pair of shoes that I really liked. They're a little bit out of my budget, but boy, I would sure like them for Christmas. So if you just open up your ears and listen, a woman and a man will tell you what they want. So, you know, you just sit back and go, you just figure out what she's saying. You know, listen to her.
All right.
Yeah.
Let me toss this question out to you then. So, because we got to start wrapping up this podcast, because I know, you know, listeners out there, they're constantly on the run. So, give me the top five reasons why, as a guy, I'm gonna leave the person I'm dating. This is hypothetical. It's not actually true, of course. But, I mean, just 5, 6, 7, 8 characteristics men display, like, as pre-warning signs. And then they're just, okay, that's it. I'm done. I'm gone. Goodbye.
Well,
what are warning signs that women can... red flags, basically.
You got to watch out for the man cave. A lot of women will not allow a man to go into his man cave. That is a man's way of getting away, escaping. Women will nag, a man will say, I need some time. And they go into their man cave. Never... A woman can't go in that man cave and pull a man out. You just can't go in there and pull him out. Because if you do, that's going to end to a fight. He needs that time to, I call it process material. Number two, a man has a fight or flight instinct. I like to call it a fight or flight instinct. It's like even when he's hunting, if an animal attacks him, you either run or you fight. Men don't like drama and they don't like to fight. They rather run. They rather get out of it. So a lot of times when we get into a fight with a woman, rather than to sit there listening to our mothers, and we go like, okay, I'm going to go get a beer. I'm going to go take a walk. And a woman says, it's unresolved. We haven't resolved the issue yet. We haven't resolved the issue. And the man says, as far as I'm concerned, we've resolved the issue. I really don't want to talk about it. I don't want to discuss it. Women, on the other hand, and this might be number three, want to discuss it, because the first thing they do when they have a problem is they call their support system, which happens to be a sister, a brother, I mean, a sister, a friend, but that's females. They all get together, pout, cry, and talk about the situation. Men don't do it that way. We internalize. If something's bad's going on, we internalize and we try to solve it ourselves. Most major problems men try to solve on their own. What's to keep a man from walking out the doors? Quit nagging them. It's very simple. I watched a person come home and sit down, and his significant other said, you need to take the trash out. Take the trash out. He says, I'll take the trash out. But she goes, no, you need to take the trash out now. Well, what was the difference? What's the difference? I'm taking the trash. He said, I'm going to take the trash out at 6 o'clock. She goes, no, it's 5:30. You're taking it out now. So what he did was this. He said, I'm not taking the trash out now, and if you don't stop, I'm not taking it out, period. And why don't you get off your lazy ass and take the trash out? You see where that went? And he didn't take the trash out. He made her take it out. If she had just, he had planned to take the trash out at 6 o'clock. Reason being, he was drinking beers with his friends, and he wanted to put the empty beer bottles in the trash, then take it out, versus drinking and having a bunch of beer bottles laying around, which he could just as easily take out. So what is the difference between taking out the trash at 6 o'clock versus 5:30? As far as I'm concerned, there isn't any. As far as functionality is concerned, he just wanted the beer bottles to finish up the beer so he could take out all the trash instead of having to make a second trip. Rational. Logical. To me, it works. But the emotional point from her point is, I want you to take the trash out now, which is kind of dominant in a way, and I don't give a shit about you. And ladies out there, you need to stop doing that. Assign a man a chore. If he does it, he's great, and if he doesn't, do it yourself. It'll save a lot of hassle. Particularly, I don't know what the obsession is about the trash, but I know I live alone, and if I don't take the trash out, it doesn't get taken out. So when I get into a relationship, a woman never has to tell me to take the trash out, because I already know that if I don't take the trash out, nobody does. So when I get into a relationship, I tell the lady, if all the trash done, I go around once every other day, and I go through all the trash cans, and I take the trash out. So men should take the trash out so they don't have to be asked and set up a routine. But it's like my grandpa used to say. He said, no matter what you do, they're going to find something to bitch about. That's one way of looking at it. So what you can do is, the trash seems to be a major issue, you can just take the trash out on your own, so that'll be one less thing that they have to bitch about. Because a woman is, it's her, a woman's, one of the women's characteristics that cause a man to leave is they will nag. They will nag. But see, that's what our moms did. Our moms still do that. The moms know which buttons to push, and they will, or our moms nag us. And a woman will become, it's like the parent, excuse me, the adult in Charlie Brown. This is what it sounds like. Wah, 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 the trash. Wah, 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 the car. And we don't even hear, we have selective hearing. We don't even hear what you're talking about. So if you know that we don't hear what you're talking about, why do you continue to do it? I say, women, write a honey to-do list. Write it down, give it to them, this is what I need done, and that's that. Let them check it off. Let them see something in writing. Forget about the wah, 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 the car. Wah, 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 the gas. Wah, 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 the refrigerator. I say a simple solution, and I've done this to several of my clients, works like a charm. Write down what he needs to do on a honey-do list, or just simply text message it to him. You need to do this. I'm just letting you know. I'm not trying to badger you or anything. You need to do this. You need to do that. You need to do this. End of story. He's got it. It's in front of him. You don't have to badger him. Why a lot of people get into relationships and have problems is because of the fact that sometimes one of the respective parties will feel that the other person isn't doing their job, and they'll jump in there and say, you need to do this, you need to do that, you need to do this, you need to do that, nag, 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 drama, 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 drama. And that seems to be why a lot of guys are leaving. I have male counterparts that say, or male clients that go, shut the hell up. I come home after working 8 to 10 hours. I come home and the first thing that happens when I walk through the door is you start bitching at me. Wind down time. Man grabs a beer, sits down, wants to wind down. I'll mow the lawn, or I'll do everything after I wind down. It's just characteristic of a male personality, winding down. Why do women nag? I want to bring that one up. Why do women nag? Because a lot of women, not all women, nag because they know everything. They think they know everything. And what I usually do to fix that in any relationship I get into is I let them nag. I say, but a lot of men don't have the patience to put up with it. I let them nag. I say, go right ahead, get it out of your system. Tell me what I'm doing wrong. And they will sit there and lecture you and tell you what you're doing wrong. The reason why they nag, it's their mothering instinct. Remember, we are men, but we are kids to them. We're still kids to them.
Hey, isn't that kind of a broad statement? I mean, isn't that a very generalistic thing to label women as? Saying that it just, I mean, it seems a bit harsh. You know, just listen, like if I didn't know you and you know, I heard that, I'd be like, ah, what an asshole. I don't know. I'm just asking.
Donald Trump statement. It is instinct. It is instinct. It's just a natural. I've come to the conclusion, this is a Donald Trump statement, I have come to the conclusion that women simply nag because it's their instinct. And they're not necessarily nagging, or they don't perceive it as nagging. And I don't want you to see me as an asshole, but they don't perceive it as nagging. It's just part of their characteristics, part of their personality. It's not really nagging to them. It's advising us on what needs to be done and done right. But from a genetic viewpoint, while we were out hunting, they were refining their ability to be mother, parent. And sometimes when we get involved with them, they want to be mother and parent to us. And that's I've come to that, that's the conclusion on why I feel women nag us. It's because they want us to be perfect, more like them. Actually, I heard that. I heard that statement made, and I was just like, what? A woman told me that she wanted me to be more, she wanted her husband to be more like her, or as perfect as she was, which I am just totally, I'm totally amazed that a woman had the audacity to say that. He's not perfect. He could be more perfect if he was more like me. That's a pretty general statement, don't you think? That's something that if you heard this woman talk, you would probably say that she was an asshole. And I'm finding out that we need to wrap it up. But I like to make this following statement in the process of wrapping it up. If women make statements about us, then why can't we make statements back? I mean, if you get together with a group of women, they're constantly cutting men down. But the very moment we make one comment, one little comment about women, it's the end of the world. And that's just an example. So sometimes we just need to sit back and shut up.
The Manny Carter Show. Visit him online at MannyCarter.com.